It's a strange word. All right, anyway, I'm procrastinating. Here we go. Wait a minute. How the hell do I start a blog? Really, there's so many different ways I can do this. Where do I begin? How? Why? Ugh. I wish I had some great resource of bloggers around me who I could get these sort of answers from. And proving the point that you should just blog about what you're passionate about, here's Robert Hess, who blogs about booze. And what's your blog called?
Well, I've actually got a few different blogs I'm involved with. One of them is smallscreennetwork.com,
okay.
Which is a blog, video blog, similar to On 10, where we take and have a video podcast about making cocktails, and then the comment section for the blog go on beyond that, and people can kind of talk to it, and we can respond to what people think cocktail-wise.
Okay, now, what is your personal blog about?
Movies. Big movie fan. I blogged about movies quite a bit.
Well, I mix. I blog a lot about Xbox gaming, digital media, things on 10. If there's a post on 10 I like, things like that. But then I'll post about, you know, family stuff, my son in the chess tournament, things like that. So it's a real mix.
What is your blog about?
Web services, Windows Communication Foundation, and BizTalk services.
Okay, so is this a professional blog, or is this something that you're passionate about and you keep it up just as a hobby?
This is a highly professional blog. It's very serious. There's absolutely no fun on the blog whatsoever.
Okay.
It's all dead, dead serious.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you find that there's an audience for dead, dead, non-fun serious?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's my personal and it's my work blog. It's really, it's jeffsandquist.com, and it's really the things that I find interesting in life. That might be my daughter. That might be Laura Foy.
Right.
That might be my work. That might be projects that my team are doing. But it's kind of like the director's cut to what's happening in my life. So I'll talk about the things that are happening, why my team is doing stuff.
It's just about stuff.
About stuff. And what makes you feel qualified to write about stuff?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think I am qualified to write about stuff, but people seem to read it, so it doesn't make me qualified.
Right.
Well, a very quick story. So when I started my blog, I wrote about just product Microsoft stuff.
Yeah.
And a couple of friends who I go drinking with, and I said, "What do you think of my blog?" And they went, "Actually, we think it's really crappy." I went, "Oh, okay. So what do you want to see on my blog?" And they said, "Well, we just want to see, like, the stuff we talk about down the pub." And
because a lot of the people who I've talked to in my journeys and my travels across the globe, they're like, well, why? Well, who wants to read what I have to say? Why am I important enough to blog? And I think that's exactly it, is if you have anything to say, you're important enough to blog and somebody's going to want to hear it.
I may reach out to one person, and somebody just sent me a note on Facebook the other day. Hey, I'm using the spreadsheet to be able to manage my weight. I've actually lost a lot of weight. Thank you. You know, it's an audience of one sometimes. That's really powerful. But again, for me, it's like someday my blog, I hope, will always be online. And I've actually done some things, believe it or not, so that if, heaven forbid, something happens to me and I get hit by a bus, after a brief period of mourning, my blog will continue will continue on. But
so do you have community members whose blogs about cocktail making you read? Is it a community of cocktailer blogs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a nice almost family of people around the internet. So like Paul Clark has CocktailChronicles.com, where he blogs about stuff that's very popular. There's a lot of other people that take and have blogs. And so on the Small Screen Network site, we take and point to some of those blogs. Some of those blogs point to us. And by, you know, looking at all those blogs, suddenly you see this gigantic world of people all focusing on cocktails that you might not otherwise.
That's definitely the trend that I'm starting to realize, you know, doing these interviews. And you know, you also have your original, I'm not sure if it's your original, but your more famous text blog about cocktails. What was that called?
Yeah, so I also do drinkboy.com. That was my original thing. And I started that site before blogs existed. And so it's kind of a blog, and then I post essays on it. There's no commenting system on it.
No.
But it's basically just essays about cocktails.
So you're quite the veteran.
Yeah, I've been around for quite a while. It's been about 10-plus years now I've been doing cocktails on the web.
So is most of your audience, would you say, is it your coworkers, or is it your customers, or is it just friends and family?
Certainly not friends and family. They don't care about that type of thing. But certainly people who are interested in our linguistic technology, external customers, and end users. Yes, definitely.
Who reads your blog? How do you get your blog out there into the eyes of actual people who care?
Well, it sort of spreads like a virus. It starts with friends and family and so forth, and they send a link, and two friends of theirs send a link, and so on and so on, like the old shampoo commercial. And pretty much before you know it, you got 1,000 people reading about what you think about movies or whatever.
So has your audience, would you say, then grown since your original
distribution list? Are more people picking
definitely.
Up?
Definitely. That's very true.
How long have you been blogging for?
About almost 2 years.
And for, you know, the beginners out there, you know, if you want to get started in the blog world, do you have any tips for them? Where to go, how to start, what to do, what not to do?
Well, I think the most important thing is just make sure you have something worth saying.
Yeah.
Next important, I think, is just make sure that you have some place that you can post it in. It's not just some random site, but, you know, like places like Spaces, Life Spaces, or WordPress or something like that have free blogging systems that you can take and sign into, and getting on there and start blogging. And make sure you recognize the other bloggers on your genre and get working with them community-wise, so they point back to you, you point to them.
All right, this is my new roommate, Max. And Max is not only an avid reader of blogs, you read a lot of blogs. How many per day would you say?
About 6 or 7 actively per day, maybe about 30 in an RSS feed.
And you're also a blogger. You blog. How many websites do you blog on?
Primarily on Channel 8, channel8.msdn.com, and Channel 10, along with you soon. I'm going to be doing that. And I have my own personal blog at thezuck.com, T-H-E-Z-U-C-K.
Okay, so let's talk about the blogs you read and what you like in a blog. Let's pretend we're not at Microsoft, we're not in our office, I'm not your boss. And
you're
not
my boss.
Yeah. So let's move on. Anyway, what are things that you look for in a blog that you're just going to read, you know, on a daily basis?
I really like it when they have unique information, something that I can't really find anywhere else, so that when I go there, I'm not just reading about the same thing I saw in other places. You know, I like to see something that, you know, some sort of commentary or some sort of review that I haven't seen before, or new information that I haven't seen on another news site.
I think having an interesting view. I mean, another one that I like, snarkmarket.com. It's a blog by two friends of mine, Matt Thompson and Robin Sloan.
Look at you pimping your friends. There you go. You're not only a Walmart shopper. You spread the love.
Yeah, and the thing that I like about them is it's, you know, they think outside the box. They've got interesting ideas on technology. So it's not just, you know, hey, look at this new thing here. It's like they're thinking about, you know, how do we use that? What makes it good for...
Cool.
I think the commentaria is having feedback on what you post is very useful.
Right. There are a number of places you can go for free blogging. Of course, at Microsoft, we have a site called MSN Spaces. So if you go to spaces.msn.com, you can put up a blog there, share it with your friends and family and so forth. One of the particularly cool things about Spaces is you can sort of restrict your blog down to just the people you want reading it, if you like. So if you want to post private thoughts or private photos or so forth, you can do that. But in addition to the Microsoft stuff, there are a number of other people who offer that sort of thing as well.
Be authentic. Be yourself. Figure out what you're going to talk about. Be fairly consistent. So don't, you know, go and talk about just a whole bunch of random stuff. Give people at least some kind of a theme. I think I have a bit of a theme.
Even if your theme is stuff?
Yeah, my theme is stuff, but it's like fairly specific stuff.
Gotcha. So, I'm giving you a hard time.
You know, have a bit of fun with it. Be humorous. Just kind of be yourself and, you know, talk about things that interest you. And, you know, you tend to find they interest other people as well.
I think you want to follow the nut graph thing with newspapers where, you know, your first paragraph should be pretty meaty. It should have the most important stuff in that. Everything after that, I mean, you're probably only going to get me to read the first paragraph anyway.
Gotcha.
And I think any purpose of a blog is not just to kind of, you know, blather in the internet.
Right.
It's to take and actually provide something you think is important to your users. And if they respond to you with a question or a comment or something like that, I think it's very important to make sure you continue that education by getting on and responding back to them.
Do you find that then people who you don't even know maybe are checking your blog so you're now an informative site. You're a newsworthy source of information.
Right or wrong, that is true. I'll get some messages where people will ask me some questions about what I've posted. It's also a fun way. I've gotten in contact with people I haven't talked to in a long time. They will do a search for me and they'll find my space and reconnect with them. So that's been fun too.
The only times I really don't like it is sometimes when I look at the comments. There are lots of fanboys out there, you know, big Apple fanboys or big Microsoft fanboys. Depends. I don't like people that are just fanatics. I like the ones that review things without having any prejudice around certain areas or no bias. So if they're really doing something truthful, that's the ones I appreciate the most. If they're really being biased one way or the other because of their, you know, original ideas, I'm not really a fan of that.
So I read a lot of blogs. I read 10, of course.
Oh, yes.
I read a real mix, actually, of design, advertising, technical stuff, humorous stuff, general news, a real, real mix.
It really could be an experiment in the good versus evil nature of humans as a whole.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Max. Yes. Yeah, what are your personal thoughts on video blogs?
Well, one of the beauties of, I think, of the whole blogging phenomenon is it's so cheap to put up your own blog site that you can afford to cater to a much smaller audience than a television network or something like that. So there are going to be people out there who do want to see a full treatment, long, in-depth video.
Give me Charles Torrey.
That's right. Maybe not a lot of people, but there are going to be people out there who want to see that. There are going to be other people who just want to see highlights and so forth. And because of the economics being what they are, there could be a site for everybody.
I like having on-web videos being nice and short.
Yeah.
7 minutes. Sometimes I go 15 if I start pontificating a bit too much, though.
I'm not a big fan of video blogs.
Okay. How long do you think a video should be in order to get someone to watch the entire page? You're bored already.
Sorry.
I got the questions, Coy.
Pretty short. So I don't watch that many video blogs.
Yeah.
But the ones I do are the ones that are really short, have a very simple message, have kind of engaging people in the video, and just keep it short and sweet. These 30-minute video blogs, I don't know who watches them.
Sounds good. That's a wrap.